The Pieper and Watermark Museum. The Ex-Convent. The Ex-Convent, which flanks the Church of St. Dominic to the right, currently houses the Pieper and Watermark Museum. The rooms open around a portico, which is the small cloister, whose lunette-shaped walls boast 15th-century frescoes by Domiziano Domiziani. The small cloister leads to the grand cloister, constructed by the generosity of the Chiavelli family, who enlarged the convent structure in the 14th century. The refectory demonstrates how the new structure encompassed the previous building structure. Upon entering the hall, the visitor will note the grand wall, which is divided in two and redecorated by Antonio da Fabriano, on top of a 14th century fresco. The two superimposed rooms were created from the original refectory. The upper room became the monastic library, and the lower room became the capitular's hall. Fabriano was one of the first cities in Europe where paper was made from cotton, bambagina. The oldest documents from the second half of the 13th century attest to the probable presence of paper industries in this city. But Fabriano's claim to fame is not only the presence of the oldest dated documents, but also to the master papermakers for their important innovations that profoundly improved the method of paper production. The hammer mill replaced the mortars used by the Arabs for the preparation of the paper pulp. Paper sizing with animal gelatine favored the conservation and impermeability of paper. The invention of watermarks in paper was an important step, which initially began as a naive artistic mark, and then over time was perfected to become an authentic and distinguished form of art. The visit to the Paper and Watermark Museum illustrates the history and the development of paper production with the aid of equipment, precious watermarks, and antique documents. Of particular interest is the medieval paper mill, faithfully reconstructed and operated by workers, demonstrating the realization of paper made by hand according to the ancient method. Upon exiting the museum, follow the route to the right.